Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, we are on the third Sunday of the season of Advent. This is called the Gaudete Sunday, the Sunday of Joy. We are more than halfway through the season in preparation for Christ. Sometimes, like runners in a marathon, we may feel tired of this preparation. Or we may think, when is the destination going to reach? And so, we may get tired, wearied, or feel exhausted. But the Church, our caring mother, knows her children and tells us, just a few more days and it will be Christmas. Do not give up hope, but instead continue to prepare in joy, in happiness, in expectancy. Thus, this third Sunday of Advent we celebrate as Gaudete, or Joyful Sunday. On this Joyful Sunday, what shall we do? It's the constant refrain that we encounter in the Gospel. The crowds asked John the Baptist, what shall we do? The tax collectors asked John the Baptist, teacher, what shall we do? The soldiers asked John the Baptist, and what shall we do? This then is what we also ask our blessed Lord as we come before him this third Sunday of Advent. What shall we do? What shall we do? Probably, John the Baptist, the foreigner, and Jesus, the Messiah, are telling us, repent of our sins, especially those to whom we have been clinging on for a long time. Depend more on God's power, especially who rely more on our own power and strength. Take the word of God more seriously, especially by picking up the Bible more often, reading, meditating, experiencing the joy of the gospel, and living more in it. Be more faithful to the church, especially in times when there is a lot of criticism of the church and there is a demand for loyalty and passion from the members themselves. Receive the sacraments more frequently, especially to grow deeper in the love of God and become us God's mighty witnesses in a world that often challenges the faith and dilutes the gospel values. Once, a state trooper stopped a person for going 15 miles an hour over the speed limit. After he handed the ticket, the person asked a state trooper, don't you give out warnings? Yes, sir, the trooper replied, they're all up and down the road. They say speed limit 65. Dear friends, people have the tendency to disregard warning signs. Sometimes that has dire consequences. Today's gospel presents John the Baptist warning the Jews with the prophetic courage of the need for repentance and conversion. Let us give heed to the call of John the Baptist and the love of Jesus so that our preparation for Christmas may truly become more meaningful, more worthy. Thus, we can stand up for Jesus in the midst of any difficulties and worries of our life. Yes, let us keep on cleansing our hearts joyfully so that our blessed Lord can be born in us. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.